99.7 KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua
Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems
of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond.
This is the fourth chapter of the water version of the show. We have quite a few artists that are well known, but some that may not be so familiar, at least to the younger listeners. When I first listened to this upcoming song, I thought it was The Doors, but it isn't. Dirty Water is about a river in Boston, Massachusetts, and is performed by Los Angeles-based band The Standells, who ironically had never been to Boston. Inspiration for the song came from their producer, who visited Boston and was mugged. The title comes from the filthy state of the Charles River at the time, which was 1965, and the song gained popularity, but really took off in the mid-1990s when the Charles River was cleaned up. It became a favorite for Red Sox fans and is played if the team wins, which should be quite often these days since the Red Sox are in the playoffs and doing very well, according to my baseball fan husband. The Boston Bruins claim that they started playing it after their wins first. Either way, it's a common sound around Boston. The band did not expect the song to be so iconic and their biggest hit upon recording it nearly 55 years ago.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
matter how long it takes, baby, it would never be a day too long. All the mistakes I made and the games that I played, didn't know I was needing you so bad. But I never thought that I would feel so lonely, and I never thought that I would feel so sad. Give me another chance, baby, to show you how much I really care. All that I put you through, I never knew. Didn't know I was making you so sad. Maybe now that you have given me a reason, and the time has come for me to understand.
come running to me.
Song from a 1993 album, Longing in Their Hearts, was titled Cool Clear Water and was performed by Bonnie Raitt, another Southern California-born artist. Described as a blues artist, singer, songwriter, and musician, Raitt is also an activist and has joined forces with Jackson Browne, Bruce Springsteen, and James Taylor, and others, to oppose the war in Vietnam, nuclear power plants, and promote environmentalism. This next song is from 10cc, an English rock band who formed in Stockport, England in 1972. Most of the band were childhood friends. A most talented band, every member of 10cc was a multi-instrumentalist, singer, writer, and producer. Because of their deep talent, they often had artistic and aspirational differences. The band split, but reformed in 1991 with a few new members. The 1977 release of Hot to Trot was a bonus track on the re-release of the 1977 album Deceptive Bends.
Thank you.
That was Water Rush, written by Jeep McNichol of the Samples. I like to find out more about some of the musicians that are not familiar to me. The Samples is an American rock band formed in Boulder, Colorado in 1987. Reportedly, the band's name was inspired by the way the band utilized free food samples at the local grocery store. The Samples gradually gained attention on tour in 1988, playing mostly to college audiences and allowing their music to be taped. Sean Kelly, the main songwriter, typically wrote songs about nature and the environment, giving the band an eco-friendly reputation. Next is a song from a Delaware-based band, Revolution I Love You. Another band that I was unfamiliar with. They released Atlantic Ocean in 2014, a song about hanging on the beach with the one you love.
Here's a beach where I would go when I was a kid. The North Atlantic. We anchor my granddad's boat here in the wet sand. I tie it with knots I learned with 8-year-old
and a man stand over a dead dog by the highway in the ditch. He's looking down, kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door flung open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Struck me kind of funny, some kind of funny suddenly. Still at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Now Marilu loved Johnny with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day, bring my money home to you. One day up and left her, and ever since that, she waits down at the end of that dirt road for young Johnny to come back. Struck me kind of funny, funny indeed. At the end of every hard-earned day, we'll find some reason to. Take a baby to the river, how will you make all him? Wash the baby in the water, take away a little cow sound. In a whitewashed shotgun shack, that old man passes away. Take your body to the graveyard, over him they pray. Lord, won't you tell us what does it mean? At the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Congregation gathers down by the riverside. Preacher stands with a Bible, room stands waiting for his bride. Congregation on the sun sits behind a weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on so effortlessly. Wondering, where can his baby be? Still at the end of every hard-earned day, find some reason to believe.
That was Waterfront by Simple Minds, a Scottish rock band formed in Glasgow in 1977. The song was a 1983 single first released from the album Sparkle in the Rain. The song hit number one in various European countries. Today, it is a live favorite and is regarded as one of the band's signature songs. Stick around for a few more songs from artists that are probably familiar to you. I hope you enjoyed the selections. Join us next week for another hour of Earth in Tune, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 99.7 KQUA, or listen live on KQUA.org. I'm your host, Janice.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I.
Sound as you scream. touch. Hey, we touch. This place is so quiet. Sensing that storm. Red rain is coming down. Red rain. Red rain is pouring down. Pouring down. All over.
You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself,